This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 16th of December, almost 12 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. About to do the birthdays today. And, I don't know. I mean, it could be okay. Yeah. It could go okay. There's a few in here that may not be on your normal sort of
I think if we realise that in this year, there's no way to tell in advance how good or bad a birthday is going
to
go.
No, to be fair.
There's no way to know, and that's... there's no way of telling because... In fact,
sometimes
the
less you know,
they look, the better it always is.
So the less you know, the better off you are. Right, but let's start with this one. This one is definitely, because you've spoken about this lady many times, not always in glowing form.
Oh, really?
It's Michelle Smith de Bruyne.
Oh, what are you talking about? Not always in glowing form. So she glows
Olympic
in the dark.
Olympic champion.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I only speak about her in the most glowing of terms.
Very true.
Literally like... Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many has she still got? She's still got 4 medals, has she?
I don't know.
She never gave them back.
Did she not? No.
I don't think so. Was it 3 gold and a bronze or something?
Oh, I can't remember. It was something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll always remember the other American woman going, I'm just saying, it's very strange that a woman can turn up with 3 arms and 4 legs and she only had 2 and 2 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But, you remember the drama was unbelievable around it.
Yeah, but how come they never took it to the, you know, the point of actually, like the old, took it to the kind of, what's his name, Tour de France man?
Oh, Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, never took it to him and stripped him of anything. Or
I don't really know. I know. I can't remember how it ended. I suppose they just kind of left it. When she grew wings, they kind of went, we'll just leave it at that.
Right.
And see what happens.
Did they ever take the medal off the horse?
Oh, I don't
think... Crystal, no?
I don't know if the horse still has his medal or not.
He probably never gave it back.
I doubt it. Yeah, sure. He was just there. Yeah, I don't know.
Are you going to give back that medal?
Yeah, did you hide it in the stable? Sure, I can't even fit into a stable.
Yeah.
Right, I got Michelle Smith or Michelle de Bruyne, if she's still known as that. It's a hard one.
I'll tell you what, let me give you this one since it's the start of the week and they are a bit all over the place. Significant birthday.
Oh, she's 50.
She is 50.
Yeah, happy very birthday.
Right now, here's where we start going a bit looser, because you're not exactly a golfing aficionado.
Oh, jeepers, no, I don't know.
But this lad, you'll have known his name. Right? As an Irish golfer and also as a Ryder Cup captain, a victorious Ryder Cup captain.
All right, so he rode a horse as well.
Oh, dear. Paul McGinley. Tell me you've at least heard the name,
I've heard the name Paul McGinley.
There you go. And he's always on
he's
Sky.
An English
not
fella.
That you'd ever. No, he's an Irish fella.
Oh, jeez. Are you sure?
He's a proud Dubs GAA fan.
What?
Yeah, he's a big Dubs GAA fan.
Never saw him on the
hill. He played GAA.
What? Shut up, that's not true.
I'm serious. Paul McGinley is a big Dubs fan. Honestly, people of the world, people of Ireland.
So why?
Will you tell PJ Gallagher that I'm not messing with
him? So what, this is a hobby for him, is it?
What do you mean? No, it's his profession. He just happens to love, like, hang on a second. You love the Dubs. You go along and you love the Dubs, but you do this as a living. He loves the Dubs, but he plays golf as a living.
Ah, stop making up silly stories. Are you saying he went from playing GAA from the...
He played a bit when he was younger. I don't mean he was a star.
Yeah.
Even you played a bit. Even I played a bit when I was younger.
Yeah, not for the Dubs.
No.
Did he play for the Dubs?
No.
You said he played for the Dubs.
I said he played GAA.
Oh, I thought you said he played for Dublin. And I was like, so this is a fella who's retired now and just hangs around the golf club. No wonder he goes in on a horse. Like, he's messing
Tell you
around.
What, let's forget the whole GAA thing. Stick to the golf and the Ryder Cup captain.
Jeepers, he's down there.
And he does a lot of punditry now as well.
Only fella turns up at the Ryder Cup with a golf bag full of slitters and an assorted hurls. Alright, I'm going to say, I have no idea. He's 47.
He's 53.
Oh, okay, right.
53. Right, what about... it's not really about this individual, right? But you'll be able to stick an age on him because of what he's part of. Because he's one of the bees in ABBA.
Oh!
It's Benny.
Benny! Because the Bjorn lad isn't around anymore, so he's not...
Where's he gone?
Oh, I thought he died in the 70s in a plane crash. Is he not?
No. No, that was a diff... I don't know who that is you were talking about there. Yeah.
Are you sure? Bjorn's still alive.
No, Benny and Bjorn... I think I still are very much on the go.
I just Googled
writing musicals and stuff.
Oh, geez, he played tennis. Oh, no, that's not a different... That's a different Bjorn play tennis.
That's Bjorn Borg.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's... Oh, my God. Jeez. Help me. Help me
He's
now.
He's the same age as me. Oh, no, he couldn't be. He retired in 1983.
Right.
Oh, yeah, God so, almighty. This is a hard...
One of the bees...
This is a very hard day.
One of the bees from ABBA. Because you can kind of lump them all in roughly around the same neck
of
the woods, can't
you? Yeah, of course, yeah. Sure, they'd all would have been hanging around, banging out the flares and you know, walking around in stilettos in Stockholm.
Absolutely, in jumpsuits.
Oh, God, what a... Benny, I'd say he's like 73.
Yes!
Yeah, good on
73.
Me. Good on me, after all.
And then the last one then, again, it's just impossible to know. This guy, you could be a huge fan or you may never have even heard of him. It is... Christopher Biggins.
Oh, yeah, of course I know Christopher Biggins. Sir, he was in I'm a Celebrity and everything.
Why wouldn't you know him?
Because he was great. Christopher Biggins. Hello, everybody. Yeah, he was on all the kids' TV shows when we were growing up as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it doesn't list him like that. It lists him as actor and panto star.
Ah, yeah, the panto.
But he was a kid. He was on sort of all that mad stuff.
I think he got dragged into it. He started doing panto and then he ended up on all the kids' TV shows, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was? So what did he start as?
Oh, I haven't a clue. I just remember him on the kids' TV shows wearing his ridiculous clothes.
Wasn't he in the likes of... Wasn't he in Porridge and all that? You know, with Ronnie Barker?
Was he?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm sure he had a part in that.
I tell you, panto can really turn you... Like, you really can get known for panto, can't you? Like, you know what I mean?
Like
people who had famous things that nobody remembers.
Like Frank Bruno. No.
Frank Bruno's a perfect example. Frank Bruno. Dennis Pettis asked him that question. Do you remember? You're worried with all this boxing you're doing, people don't take your pantomime seriously anymore.
Yeah, very true. Christopher Biggins. I don't know what he does now, mind you.
Oh,
but he's still panto.
Probably, yeah. Or else he say he's retired. What? He's about 72.
Oh, my God. 71.
Oh, right.
And to be fair, actually, I should have played the dramatic music. That would have been a three in a row there.
Oh, did I get the other one right?
Well, I mean, we gave you Michelle Smith de Bruin.
Yeah.
And then you got Benny Anderson right.
Oh,
and you're
God.
Only one away on Christopher Biggins.
Fart, anyway.
Could have been a very
it.
Illustrious start to the week.
He's nearly there. And I didn't even know I was nearly there. I could have got three in a row and you could have told me I didn't.
Ignorance is bliss.
How stupid am I this week?
Yeah, Amy Winehouse, Rehab here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We're trying to get PJ to go to rehab of sorts. But he's still blatantly refusing to go to anything that even resembles a medical institution of any kind.
Damn them all. That's what I'd be thinking.
Yeah.
Damn them all.
As close as we've gotten him is he managed to go back to his mammy's to be looked after
for a day.
I went
back there. I spent the whole day with me ma. Getting looked after. Like reverting back to childhood.
Yeah.
And wrapped and curled up on the couch under a blanket, getting fed potatoes and eggs for the day.
Potatoes and eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Famous.
Poached egg on potato. It's an amazing thing. It's amazing when you're not well.
The ultimate comfort food.
The ultimate comfort food. With oodles of butter.
What's the prognosis then? I mean,
I don't know.
Will you make it till Christmas, sir?
Well, I think, to be honest, it's the whole Christmas.
Should I tell Mike to not make plans or whatever that he might have to... Have to bail in.
I'm sure I'll be grand when Christmas is gone. I think this is literally my own bitter and sourness about the festive season is actually manifesting itself physically.
That would be amazing.
Thing. I think that's what's going on. Yeah. I think it actually is.
If you have something that will, for all future intents and purposes, be known as the Christmas virus.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you've invented it.
I think I'm genuinely manifesting bitterness into physical ailment.
Scrooge scabies you have.
Yeah. I've got the Scroogies. I've got a real bad case of the Scroogies, yeah.
Scroogies, unbelievable. Although, what was it when we did the after-show, we decided you had a... What? Oh, Florette's.
Oh, yeah, Florette's, yeah.
Yeah, that's a new disease as well that PJ invented.
What did we say that was again?
It's like having a... God, I've forgotten what we said it was. Okay, the flu bit was obvious. That was the F bit, the Florette's.
Yeah.
And then there's Tourette's.
It was when
an illness that makes you swear at people.
Because when I'm at home and all of my own, I end up going, and we call it Florette's, yeah. That's what it was. Now I remember.
Anyway, we're going to nurse him through. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout at any stage this morning. Thanks a million, John. How are you, sir?
Very well. How are you guys?
How long do we have the pleasure of your company this week? Do we know? Or how long is a piece of string?
Well, indeed, yes.
Yes.
it's not wise to speculate, but I believe it's one day.
Oh, right.
Oh,
okay.
Just today.
As of today, yes.
Well, we'll see. We shall see.
Is this illness related now? Do we know? Or is this?
No, I believe it's preordained.
Preordained, right. Yes. Very good, very good.
She
book this with illness in.
Yes.
Yeah.
In good time.
Yeah.
What's your own story? You've managed to avoid any of the dreaded influenzas or whatnot.
Yeah, everybody seems to be
struck down.
Taken down with something, yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it's the early stages or full blown, you know what, but it's pretty grim out there, you know. trying to keep healthy is tricky enough, yeah.
You've managed to avoid it all, have you? You've managed to beat it away from the door.
Just about, yeah. There's no more, you know, 1-2 uni flu out there, so I have to try and make the best of it, you know.
Yeah.
Because that was proven not to be successful, really.
Really?
Yeah, from what I gather.
Oh, right.
You know, you might as well have a packet of refreshers.
Fantastic!
Get the sugary.
You know, the pharmaceutical companies tend to have large banks of lawyers, John, don't you?
Yes. Very powerful men, yes.
Yeah,
briefcases and, you know, Monty Burns type lawyers.
And loads of refreshers.
Yeah.
They have sacks of refreshers.
No end of refreshers, those boys, I tell you.
Indeed. Watch out.
Yeah, Christmas classic Band-Aid. Do they know it's Christmas? Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 19 minutes to 7 o'clock on this Monday, 16th of December. Good to have you with us, folks. 087-188-0008 as always. If you need to give us a shout, just like Fred. Who wants us to wish his grandson, Jay O'Connor Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
That man's going to go on to become president.
He will. There's no doubt about it.
Without a shadow of a name like
Unless
that.
Unless he wants to do something else. It's up to him to make the decision.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 56th president of the United States, Jay O'Connor Fitzgerald.
Jay O'Connor. It does have a real ring to it, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's a presidential ring to that. There is no two ways about it. Anyway, Fred, or rather, Jay O'Connor Fitzgerald. To be fair, by the looks of him in that picture, I don't think Jay's going to be that bothered.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think so. Not looking at it.
No.
It's a very, yeah, look. Proper little regal wave and everything going on.
He does.
On there.
He has a little bit of thing going on. Well, how old would you say he is now? You having that specific talent of knowing people's ages.
Oh, jeepers. I don't. These are babies.
One.
Well, yeah.
Two.
I'd say he's about. He's about two. He's about a metre. Would that be about? No. I don't know. I don't understand it. I can't tell anything when it comes to kids. I don't know anything about them.
Right. Some of the other bits and pieces that we got in this morning. Listen, thanks a million. There was a load of just hellos and check-ins and all that sort of stuff. Thank you very much indeed. We always get to see them, even though we don't always get a chance to give them a shout-out or WhatsApp back or whatever. There's Margaret wondering how the Christmas party was. Very good, Margaret, to be fair.
I wasn't there, Margaret.
Poor old PJ couldn't make it. He was
sick
struck
again.
Down at the last minute.
I had my worst day yet, so thankfully I hope I've broken... I don't know what it is. Anyone else get migraines out there? Please let us know what you do to get rid of them. Because I just cried for about 20 hours.
I think that's what you do. I think that's officially what you
do.
Oh
my God. And then you open your eyes and the light hits them and then you have to get sick. It's the most stupid thing in the world. But anyway.
Anyway, Margaret, the Christmas party was fantastic. It was brilliant. Right. What else have we got? Biggins. Christopher Biggins.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
in the Rocky Horror Show, apparently.
And apparently he was in Rent-A-Ghost as well. I was looking for doing a bit of a Google.
Oh my God, do you remember that?
Oh, I used to love Rent-A-Ghost. Properly love Rent-A-Ghost. I think that's where my eventual love of horror films came from. I saw a great one yesterday, actually. Haven't done very little except sit in the house. I saw a deadly one yesterday. The new Insidious is deadly.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I watched that Hole in the Ground thing. The Irish one.
Oh, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was brilliant. Irish accents are the perfect accents for horror films.
Yeah, no, and the
we're
kid,
such creepy
I thought the
people.
Kid was brilliant. The kid was fantastic.
Kid was
though.
Deadly. Oh, we're such creepy people. Oh, I think it was great.
Yeah.
And see a woman in it that was in Can't Cope, Won't Cope.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah,
oh,
no, it was.
Good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Just, it was, yeah. I thought it ended in a slightly sort of... Okay.
I was going to ask what was the end of it again.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
Anyway, listen, if you need to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. This week, of course, is big week because this is the week we hand out our big trip to Florida. On Friday morning, PJ and myself and all the gang, Magic Mike, the whole crew, we'll be all heading out to Dublin Airport. We'll be broadcasting live.
Oh, that's this week?
Yeah, it's one of the busiest days at Dublin Airport, of course, with people coming back in that weekend just before the actual
Christmas
festivities
madness. Yeah, of
happen.
Course, before it all begins.
So we'll be there on Friday. And, of course, one of the important things we'll have to do is to make the winning phone call and tell somebody they've won this family trip to Florida. Two adults, two kids, 10 amazing nights in Florida. It's a hell of a prize. It's all part, of course, of our Secret Santa, and we're going to kick that off after 7. Another Secret Santa to give you from PJ for you to remember and hopefully get your name in that draw. So that's another week of that kicking off.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's the last week for it. Of course it is.
It's a big week. And, of course, it is Double Money Monday. If you want a few quid heading into the Christmas, no better time to get it. We've got, what is it now? It must be 1,600, is it? 1,600 quid?
I haven't. I'll tell you now in a minute.
Okay, right. So 1,600 quid on Double Money Monday.
Carry the one.
That's the one.
1,600 euro.
Well done. Well done.
There you go. I have it now.
And whatever else is going on, we'll have another prize on the Breakfast Table quiz. We'll tell you about that a bit later on and all the other bits and pieces. And I'm sure you've got an absolute smorgasbord of hilarity for us, PJ, do you?
Well, I'm working on it, but that's a hell of a bit of pressure to put on a fella at 6:45 in the morning.
Yeah, Dexy's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen. We've got to say hi to Mary because we got a text in from Tony Northside. Tony normally, of course, but he's in Rome today. He's on his honeymoon, PJ.
Oh, very nice.
Mind
very
you,
nice.
To be
he's
fair,
not on his own, I hope.
No, Mary is there. That's why he wants us to say hi to his wife, Mary.
Oh, how's it going,
and
Mary?
He has got to come home to reality as well. So it's kind of, you know, the honeymoon period is quite literally over.
My God, that's a very, what a harsh way to put it, but technically
but anyway,
very, very true.
Mary, a very good morning to
good
you.
Good morning, Mary.
Very important week this week. This is winning week. Friday morning from Dublin Airport, PJ Gallagher and myself will make a phone call to somebody to tell them that they have just won themselves what must be one of the best holidays we've ever given away. Take the entire family, two adults, two kids, off to Florida, 10 incredible nights. You get car hire for the duration of your stay. You spend 5 of the nights in Orlando. You spend another 5 in Miami. Isn't this one of the best?
I think this is it. I think it's the best holiday we've given away, to be honest.
It's
all there for you. Car hire, everything. It's all rolled into one so you can get around the whole of Florida.
Absolutely.
And
you can take it all in.
Florida's even bigger than, you know, hard to believe, I know. Ireland.
No way.
Yeah, but there you go.
Incredible.
So that's what we got for you, of course. All you got to do is tell us who the Secret Santa is. And to know that, you just listen to me now. And it's more than Secret Santa. For this hour is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse. Of
oh,
course.
Brilliant.
Is there anyone more Christmas than Mickey Mouse? So Mickey Mouse is the
or
name you need to remember.
Or more symbolic of Florida.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
it is Florida, isn't it? Yeah, where all
well,
the
there's park. One in each. Just Disneyland is on the other side, over
right.
In you know, California, and Disney World, I believe, is in Florida. Yeah,
is that what it is?
Mm.
God, I never knew that. At Christmas classic, Wham, of course, and Last Christmas here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good to have you on, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008. As always, if you want to give us a shout. And if you're heading off to work at the moment, this, well, you may have heard it already, to be perfectly honest with you. John had it in the news headlines and stuff earlier on. But it's a bit blooming depressing if you're heading into your job this morning.
Here's what you need. Go in there and demand your Christmas bonus. That's definitely what we're going to tell you today. Most workers, you've heard it in the news a little bit, John. Yeah, like you were saying, John has given it the serious take.
Yeah.
You know? He's giving it to you with his, as only John can. So, here you go. John is that way of letting you let things sound a little bit more than the shadow is on them. Doesn't he?
Oh, like, I tell you.
So,
no better man to deliver the hard news.
Yeah, he'd be like, so in spectacular news this morning, it would take you 200 years to make as much money as your boss. You know the way he can do that. But then
that's a mad statistic.
200 years to earn what some fat cat bosses are making in a year. Now, I suppose they're not being very specific. Obviously, if your boss is Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Well, you're talking a billion and a half years. But yeah, so they're not really giving the exact but the figures of exactly how many bosses are that far ahead.
Yeah.
But just to turn
like,
the screw.
How would you work that out then? So somebody's on... What? I don't know. You'd have to. I assume you have to work off minimum wage. So you're saying that somebody
would earn minimum wage
in a year, there's somebody is earning 200 times that.
God are they? Almighty. Yeah.
Is that
I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, now you're asking me. I'm doing that thing where I'm putting on a face like I'm thinking, and literally inside my head, there's nuts falling off a tree, and there's a fella picking up a dog poo, and the dog is whistling. Like, I'm not listening to that. I can't be dealing with that at all. What I can say is that research from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions.
Right.
So they're saying that the chief executives, well, I suppose, the only one, chief executive, what do you think of when you hear that word?
John Delaney. Exactly, yeah.
Are milking it. while workers are struggling to make ends meet. And it's because increased cost of living, of course, everything's so expensive now. New carbon levies, no tax relief in the budget for workers means that people are facing into Christmas now poorer than they have done for years.
Wow.
Which makes sense to me. My God, every time I look at my bank account, there's not even money in it anymore. It's just a man laughing. It's just a picture of a man laughing.
Tumbleweed.
It's unreal. So the festive season is bonus time for executives and Scrooges, whereas for most of us, we lose money, right? So they're getting all their bonuses. They're not spending the money in the same, you know, same way we are, because they don't have to spend. In the same,
I don't even know. Christmas bonuses don't even seem to be a thing anymore, do they?
They are. Yeah, you're just you're not high enough up the food chain, Jim.
Well, yeah. I didn't need reminding of that.
You're not even near high enough up the food chain. You get a bonus if you're a big banker or you're an investment banker, or if you're someone in a big job who's not very good at it. Like if you're John Delaney now,
there's probably a bonus on the way there.
He's getting a severance bonus now. He's getting his 468,000 or whatever the hell it is, some big mad money there. Yeah. No, if you were high enough up the food chain,
you'd get a bonus.
You get a bonus for being sacked.
Remember, there used to be a thing where workers always got a Christmas bonus.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That was a thing, wasn't it?
It was, but what, the poor bosses weren't getting enough.
Right.
They weren't getting enough. Like, if all the staff get a bonus, then the manager doesn't get as nearly as much as he's supposed to get.
You're right.
And there's you, thinking to yourself, but what about me?
I was just being selfish PJ.
What about the management? Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. Those days are long gone. Yeah. There was always a little extra, your little sort of handshake.
But now, it's if you're high enough up the food chain and you've managed to squeeze a bit more productivity out of somebody, then you get the bonus.
Well, you can make more than staff making 200 years.
I don't know why banks are springing to mind. I don't know why that's happening, why that's coming into my head. But anyway.
Well, sure, didn't we have that? Wasn't that the big scandal after 2007 and 8 and the big crash and the whole lot? And the banks basically destroyed the country and took all that money. And then we found out the following year,
bonuses.
After the bailout, they were all getting bonuses for actually just managing to survive and still have jobs. But like that was the real rub. So there you go. And it takes the staff up to 200 years to make as much as some of them make.
That's
200
mad.
Years. Holy flippity farting almighty, what's going on in the world? I suppose, look...
200 years, PJ.
Yeah. Marginally. Oh, my God. Salaries and benefits were near or above 1 million for 22 of the 26 CEOs. That's the...
A million squid a year.
Yeah.
Makes sense, yeah.
So, yeah, there you go, I suppose. And as much as 8.2 million. Oh, my God. So there is CEOs out there making 8.2 million a year.
Not here in Ireland, is there?
Well, this was done by the Irish Congress of Trade Unions.
Oh, my God! Imagine having 8 million quid a year.
ICTU spokeswoman Eileen Sweeney said at 212-1, building materials CRH continues to have the highest chief executive to average worker pay ratio. There you go. There is a place. Now, if you're working there... If you're working in CRH, knock on the door this morning and ask for a Christmas bonus. You know they can afford it.
Michael Jackson's Black or White here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 7:21 on this Monday. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. So 87188008 as always, of course. Much appreciated you being here. To be honest with you, if you weren't here, there wouldn't be a lot of point in us being here.
That's true. Unless it was some sort of weird social experiment.
Yeah.
Which it kind of is.
Sort of a reverse Big Brother.
Yeah, it's just we can actually disguise it as a show by your presence. So thank you very much.
Listen, and by way of giving you something to listen out for over the course of the next little while, if you're a fan of David Bowie, okay, we've got a Bowie song at some stage on the show today. A very specific reason for it, though, because we are giving you the chance to win, because we've tickets to see... Now, let me just explain this. It mightn't be obviously apparent right at the very start, right? Tickets to see Tony Visconti and Woody Woodmanson, Holy Holy, at the Olympia Theatre on the 11th of January. I know it was going to go off on a tangent, right?
Right.
But this is part of the Dublin Bowie Festival.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're celebrating all things Bowie at the Bowie Festival. And basically, Tony Visconti is the legendary producer, long-time sort of Bowie... Cohort
and friend and whatever, yeah.
Exactly. I plays the bass, of course, as well. And Bowie's drummer was Woody Woodmanson. I'm saying that wrong, I know, but Woodmansey. Woody Woodmansey.
right? Where did you get sun at the end of that if it's a C?
I know. I said it wrong at the start.
Oh, okay. And you just stuck with it.
But anyway.
I like that.
Bowie, all I'm saying is Bowie fans will appreciate this, right? Genuine Bowie fans will appreciate this. And also, you get to stay at the Beresford Hotel in Dublin on the night of the show. So you get to go to the show and stay in the hotel. And all you got to do is listen out for the David Bowie song. Right, so a David Bowie song will happen at some stage before the end of the show, and when you hear it, you just text the word "win" and your own name and details to 087-188-0008.
There you go. So now you know what to do.
So now it makes sense, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and Woody Woodmanson will be there. I know it's not the other fella. Woody Woodmanson is a different fella, but Woody Woodmanson is a long secret friend of David Bowie. Yeah. He'll be there as well.
I like David Bowie. Obviously, I don't like him enough to know the name of his drummer.
Well, yeah, you like David Bowie, all right, in fairness, but there's this other fella called David Bowie, and Woody Woodmanson and him were the best of mates. They were the best of mates.
And I have heard, in fairness, of Tony Visconti. So, I mean, that's a start.
Yeah, he was a magician friend.
Anyway.
That's a very Las Vegas name, isn't it, Tony Visconti?
Holy, holy.
Or a gangster. Looks like he's putting a few fellas into the woods, I'd say that, lad.
Holy, holy at the Olympia Theatre on Saturday, 11th of January. That's what we have tickets for, all part of the Dublin Bowie Festival.
Tony Visconti. Don't mess with me, you get a holy, holy in the back of the head.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. 7:34 almost. And since all the talk is about Christmas bonuses or the lack thereof, we have one for you, right? This is it. Just tell us what famous song that comes from. We'll give you 1,600 quid. How's that for a Christmas bonus?
That's the one. Look, it is the hit bit. It is Double Money Monday and we have 1,600 quid for you. So you're bound to want to get your hands on
Absolutely.
It this side of the festive silliness. So 087-188-0008. Give us a message
well
on the Manots app and we will hopefully give you all the Manoney.
€1,600 if you can tell us what famous hit that bit comes from. 087-188-0008.
Lads, would you believe we are heading to the Canary Islands to Puerto Rico to speak to Natalie Byrne.
Natalie
Seriously?
Byrne!
Who's listening to you two on her holly bags.
Oh my God!
What does that say about her holly bags?
It says that she's some neck trying to get another holly bag, is what it says to me.
Natalie, good morning!
Good morning, how are you?
Very well, obviously not as well as you are, probably sunning yourself. What is it over there? It's about 20 to 9, is it in the morning or?
No, it's the same time.
Is it the same?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no time difference between here and the Canaries.
No,
oh,
no.
Fantastic.
It's like to the left of Africa.
Oh, right.
If you're looking at the map.
So you haven't hit the sun yet then, no?
No, waiting for the sun to come up this morning now, Jim. Waiting to go out, have some breakfast and busy sunbathing for the day.
And when did you arrive
what a
there,
hard
Natalie?
Life it must be.
Yeah. When did you arrive there, Natalie? What's it been like so far?
Oh, it's lovely. So I arrived last Thursday. But no, it's been lovely. Like, it's kind of mid-20s each day.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, just the mid-20s, isn't it?
Yeah. I got Great. Stuck to the heater yesterday because it wouldn't heat up.
Right, well, listen, good for you. Enjoy it, Natalie. Why not? So how long more have you got left?
Until Sunday.
Ah, oh, brilliant. Oh, yes.
Heck.
The whole week. That's dead.
The week of it. Fantastic.
Right, and now you want another holiday, you greedy thing. Fair play to you, though.
Why not, PJ?
Is right.
Exactly.
But we have to ask you the question. So who is it? Who is our secret Santa so far this morning?
It's the main man, Mickey Mouse.
Yay!
Mickey Mouse. So listen, so it means if you do end up coming out of the draw and winning, we'll be phoning you in Puerto Rico, will we?
That's the business, right? Well, you keep your fingers crossed, keep your sun lounge, tie a knot in your sun lounger to remind you that we could be calling you on Friday.
Make sure the old mobile is fully charged up for that one. Listen, Natalie, maybe we'll be talking to you on Friday. Who knows if your name comes out of the draw and you'll be heading off to Florida again. But in the meantime, enjoy the sun and the Canaries. Well done, you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Have a good one, Ali. Bye.
And now, the hit bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth €1,600 this morning on Double Money Monday. Quite a lot of cash. 1,600 wickery yurio dues, for want of a better phrase.
Yeah.
And I definitely wanted a better phrase.
We all wanted a better phrase than that.
We did. But at least it sounds like this. This is what we know what it is. Tell us what the title is on the snickery yurio dues. will be on their way to you. So there you go. I don't care what I'm saying anymore by the sounds of things. Owen is going to have a go for us this morning. Hiya, Owen.
Morning.
How are you, Owen? What's the story?
Fine for Monday morning.
Yeah, yeah, okay, good stuff. Are you all ready for your Christmas?
No.
No. Well, I'll tell you something, Owen.
I will be if I win this.
Right, okay.
That's the way to look at it, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's the way to look at it. So what do you think it is, Owen?
I think it's Bruce Springsteen's Streets of Philadelphia.
Streets of Philadelphia, right,
what a tune. What a tune, Mike.
All right, lads, hold on a second. I'm just going to talk to the boss to check that this is wrong. It's wrong, sorry.
No joy, Owen, but listen, keep at us. Good talking to you, man. Have a good day.
Oh, I think Mike's a bit too happy with himself.
Way too happy with himself on that one. That was a feeble effort, Michael. We're just going to point that out.
That is Bruce Springsteen's nickname, just in case no one got it.
Oh, I never even asked Owen what part of the country he was in. Did he say?
He was in Dublin.
He was in Dublin, right. So, all right, Gavin O'Connor, how are you, Gavin?
How are you, Peter? How are you, buddy?
Not too bad at all. Are you in Dublin as well, Gavin?
I'm just down here in Dublin Tree Marino,
All right, all right. You're on my old stomping ground, so you are. Is that where you live?
No, I'm actually up at the moment, so I'm just starting here this morning to get ahead.
Yeah. Right, so
if you, I tell you, if you win this, Gavin, maybe you too can move out of your old stomping ground and go to the posh south side. Do you know what I mean? Exactly.
Tell you, Gavin.
Maybe you too could live in the special worlds that is PJ Gallagher's Dunleary.
Wasn't snowing there this weekend, lads. That's all I'm saying.
I won't be doing any dog sitting,
that's
for sure.
That's it, exactly.
Well, you're no use to me then, Gavin. Right, so let's try and give you some cash, Gavin. What do you think it is?
I think it's
Australia's
telling
me off
for the
folks. Oh, of course,
Very, very topical for all the wrong reasons.
Did you see it on Friday?
I did see it on Friday.
It's one of those things you wish you hadn't seen, to be honest.
I know that they're obvious, people defending or not, but in fair, learn the bloody words of the song.
Would have been a start. Would have been a start.
I mean? It was the most unusual late show now, to be honest.
And the bells of the NY Hells of Corner ringing round the day.
Anyway, cracking song it is. Fairy Tale of New York, Michael. Are we going to be able to give Gavin the cash?
Right, Owen, would you, or Gavin, would you split the cash with me, would you?
Anyway. Yeah, I'll think about it.
I think that's a no.
I'll have to
Because I've got a feeling.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wait for it. This year's for you and me.
That is...
What is he talking about? Philomena, he's lost his mind.
Philomena Begley's better than you.
I'm not finished.
Oh, sorry.
So happy Christmas. Oh, I love you, Gavin.
Are you serious? Are you going to persist with this? Gavin, I don't even know what to say to you, man. I'm
sore.
I'm deeply embarrassed on your behalf.
I think
we
should be giving that for that
before. I tell
you, we should send you some compensation after that.
In fact, if I was you, Gavin, I'd sue him for emotional disturbance or something. That's shocking. Right, Gavin.
Better than Philomena Begley, though. Yeah.
No, it wasn't! Right, Gav, listen, take care of yourself, man. Happy Christmas. Day, keep at it. Good luck. Cheers.
See you later,
bye-bye.
Gavin.
What was that?
That was the weird... Like, he actually made me feel really weird there.
Yeah.
I feel...
You're welcome.
I feel slightly violated having had to sit through
very
that.
Strange indeed. Yeah, Mel Smith, Kim Wilde, I think it was done for Red Nose Day one year, wasn't it? It was or done for Comic Relief or something.
Is that what it was?
I think so, yeah.
Their
version of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
I'm trying to be as little Grinch as possible. You know what I mean? I am.
Well,
I'm
you're not succeeding. You're not succeeding at
I'm
all.
I'm doing my best, but you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, so, but I still managed to blank out when and how these Christmas songs arrived.
Appeared.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, on the subject of Christmas, by the way, there's something came into us for, well, it's not really Christmas, I suppose it's just this time of year, which is you get these calendars.
Calendars. I actually
for
thought
the following
they were
year.
Gone. I thought the calendar thing was done.
So did I.
I did. In the days of where, you know, all your sort of everything you need to know about your year is stored in your smartphone.
Exactly.
Everybody uses the calendar in their smartphone now. Or their, like, little...
The idea of actually hanging up a calendar.
Diary. The idea of hanging the calendar on the wall. Now, I still do it myself, though, so I don't know why I'm carrying on
well,
like
where
this.
Do you get your one from?
The Lifeboat.
Right, okay.
The Yarn Alloy. I stick the Yarn Alloy calendar up in the kitchen every year.
Yeah.
But I thought, generally speaking, remember you used to walk into a shop and there'd be, like, an entire aisle would be dedicated to the calendars of the year. I thought those days were gone, but
and
apparently
then
not.
It became a big thing with... celebrity calendars, you
that's
know.
Right.
So became, to be honest with you,
you
it was like
one if you didn't have a calendar.
It was like combining a calendar with a poster or a series of posters.
Yeah,
12 posters, I suppose.
Pretty much
for you know, so people could buy for their favorite football teams and their favorite singers and you know all that. And then it got They've got slightly weird and stuff.
Everybody wants one. Now I'm looking at it. So I decided, took it upon myself there to try and see what sort of calendars are out there this year.
Right.
And to say it's more varied than ever is really, really putting it... There is literally no thing you can think of that there isn't a 2020 calendar for.
That's kind of weird, considering we thought they'd gone completely out of fashion.
Some of them look like they could be a bit of crack. There's the Barry Manilow calendar is just about released, so you can get that one. Of course, every picture is... Looks like it's taken from the same gig, so there you go. It's just him in this theatre that's red in different positions.
On somebody's phone, is it?
Yeah, then there's the Bad Dad's Jokes calendar, which actually looks like a bit of crack, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So like,
now, are these calendars in the traditional sense of, you know, like a page a month kind of thing?
Yeah, those you hang up, fold them.
Because you know what used to be good as well? You know the way you could get those desk calendars that were like a page a day and they had little gags on them or little things like, who am I trying to think of? You know the.
Yeah, you know it the gives ones you I'm a little about. Bit of advice for the day. I know the tear off ones every
yeah.
day.
Yeah. What's the famous one that has there's always those little sketches? Your man that's famous for the sketches.
Oh, Gary Larson.
Gary Larson.
That's
Why didn't
one.
You say that a minute ago?
I wasn't listening to you.
Great.
But I'm with you now. The Gary Larson tearaway, yeah. That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the more unusual ones, right? So you can actually get, if this is your thing, the 2020 Abandoned Mattresses of Britain calendar that's available at the moment.
That sounds like a belter.
Yeah, so it's basically just all the mattresses, photographs of mattresses that were abandoned on the side of the road or in fields in 2019. And someone's documented them all and taken the very best pictures of abandoned mattresses for 2020.
Now
and
you're
you can
talking.
Hang those. If you'd like to see an abandoned mattress every single day as your year unfolds.
For 2020,
that's where you go. There's also, talking about specifics, the Winery Dogs of British Columbia calendar is out there.
The which?
Winery Dogs of British Columbia. So apparently all the wineries need a dog, or maybe they... I'm really sort of grasping at straws to explain this one. So it's Labradors sitting next to grapes is essentially what it is. In various different poses.
Yeah, I got you. A Labradors next to grapes calendar.
That's
brilliant.
What it is. The Winery Dogs of
like
British
it.
Columbia, yeah. Those are about the weirdest ones I could find.
Well,
a Grumpy Cat calendar.
That
no
makes
matter
sense,
what
they're actually.
Into.
Elf Terry's been on, making a couple of recommendations. A Kelly Brook calendar for me and a Sandra Bullock calendar for you, apparently. But anyway.
And the advent calendar things as well. There's millions of them.
Lads, look up cow yoga and sloth yoga calendar,
yeah.
Says Joe and Tala.
And have you seen the advent calendar ones? Like, so now there's different ones. So like you can get, for healthy people, there's the Pro Ho 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 Teen calendar.
Oh, yeah,
where
yeah.
Where you have a different protein bar
yeah.
every day. For
and
the
there's
12
gin
days
versions of that. But
and,
not
there's
so
a, and there's a craft beer ones. Yeah. There's those ones.
Somebody sent a text in, my son Alfie has a Hot Wheels calendar.
Oh, very good.
That actually looks 3D.
Oh, I like the idea of that. Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah, yeah. Give me there. Look. There on the old... it looks kind of 3D, doesn't it?
Oh, it's on the wall. I could have looked at that over here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Could have looked at that over here.
And there's one. Now, see, there's Brian in Cork has just struck the nail on the head as far as I'm concerned. He says, lads, we get our calendar from our local Chinese.
And how many of us do that?
All the time that happens.
Yeah, I bet you're
doing. You get a free calendar with your Chinese takeaway. That'll do for me.
It's one of them straw yolks. Is it one of them? Yeah.
Not necessarily.
No, it's a paper.
You're talking about one of those like as though it's traditional or something, like a scroll.
It looks like, yeah, those, yeah. That's the only ones I've ever gotten from the Chinese. No, you get an actual proper one, do you? With pictures of
I think so.
Curry sauces and all on it.
Yeah.
And chips and everything.
Somebody has says this is my puppy Woody Kiss Kiss Evan, age 9.
On the Clondalkin Animal that's Aid calendar.
They must have devoted an entire calendar to Puppy
no,
Woody.
No, it's the Clondalkin Animal Aid calendar. Look, and Woody is November.
Ah, right. So he got featured in it.
He got featured, yeah.
Remember that they did that with farmers?
They did that for you.
Calendar.
I think they're still
a
doing that.
The firemen one.
The firemen in Ireland don't do it anymore. That was a thing for a while.
Yeah.
The fire brigade. I think that's done away with. I think somebody...
Since they became firefighters, perhaps.
I think somebody complained against it.
Right.
I think there was
farmers
a complaint against it. Yeah, internally. The farmers were mad first. No one complained against them. Sure, I love that farmer's calendar. The only problem was they didn't look like farmers as we know it.
Right.
Or as we, you know, the stereotype of farmers. They were good looking lads in flat caps.
Yeah.
And let's face it, that's not what anybody wants from a farmer.
Something
you
else.
You want
that,
a harsh, weather beaten fella.
Something else that nobody wants, apart from Margaret Dunlea in Fermoy, is a classic hits calendar. She says, a classic hits calendar would be fantastic. I'd love to be looking at you guys all year.
Mike, We missed the trick on this. We should have definitely done
it. I do have pics of you in various places at home and work, and then on the ugly mug.
Lads, we missed a trick. The classic hits calendar should have been a thing. It absolutely could. We could have had them all, like, you know, more than... You start with us two, we're January.
Right.
Because it's like the early, yeah, in the year, early in the morning crew. And then they have Damien and all, and he's munching spuddies there in February.
Spuddies, well, you would have had to, he'd have, you had know, to kind of fit in with the crop sort of season of some sort.
Actually, no, you'd leave him to March. Like, maybe the spring March. Lamb, like all the fresh spuddies, stuffing them in, inhaling, snorting, broken crisps and everything.
Yeah.
And then you've got Boyle, and then is probably, no,
October.
He's a winter month.
He's October.
He's a Halloween. Scary as hell, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good show.
Lads, we missed the trick on this.
And we're then, of course, it would have to come full circle, and we'd have to have PJ in full Santa outfit for December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
There's still time. There's still time,
lads. A classic kids calendar. Maybe next year, Margaret. Who knows? Maybe next year.
Get Mike in as a month as well. April or something would be a good for Mike, would it? Just as the summer, just as the season is starting to change.
What's avocado season?
April Fools, is that what you mean? Avocado season is all season round, lads.
Of course, yeah.
When's your birthday?
September. Yeah,
As the summer comes to a close and he's there advising you on all the things you can now eat to keep you warm.
All the autumnal goodness.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah, and all the leaves. Yeah, that's it, and his bobble hat and like a little knot in his beard and all.
Right. Somebody, this is what we're on the search for, right? Because... somebody has texted in Shelley and Galway pooping pooches calendar.
Ah, for God's sake.
For PJ. It's literally a calendar of dogs taking a poo.
Yeah.
An entire 12 months of that.
I will say the cover is a nice poly. He's taking
Shelley, you know him so well.
It's a black and white dog doing a little bit of
poo
a poo.
In a lavender field.
Yeah.
Very strange.
It's actually quite. The contrast of the colour is lovely.
Right, yeah.
You see?
Very good.
In fairness, you'd never say a picture of a person doing
apparently
the poo.
Apparently, there were
nice.
Firefighters selling calendars at
Jervis
Street.
Back then.
For a good cause.
Oh, very good. Oh, it must be back. I'm glad to hear it because it definitely wasn't around for a couple of years.
Yeah. Somebody else says they get their calendar off their local pharmacy and it has all the numbers of doctors and hospitals and all that sort of stuff.
That'd make me too paranoid now. I wouldn't like that in the house at all. That was like when you used to get the old community calendar through the door. Do you remember that?
Right, yeah.
And have all the local businesses that sponsored it would be on it.
And now. People are getting carried away and sending us pictures from firefighter calendars.
Oh, there it is. Look at this. I wonder who's that fella there. Look at him.
Enough of that
now. Look at the cover man of the Dublin Fire Brigade calendar. Look at him. He's got his chesticles out and everything and a big flame flying up behind him. All in aid of the Children's Hospital, in fairness to him.
Somebody else gets theirs from their butchers. That must be an interesting one as well.
Stop it.
Listen, we're on the lookout for the strangest one, right? So if you've ever been on the receiving end of a ridiculous calendar, or bizarre, or weird, like abandoned mattresses, or whatever else, or pooping pooches, or any of that sort of stuff, if you have one, or you've ever been on the receiving end, as I say, of one as a gift, that's a bit out there... Let us know, will you? 087-188-0008. Maybe we'll stick an ugly mug up for grabs if we find a really unusual, out there one.
Some of them, the 2020 liturgical calendar. What's a that's a Catholic calendar. Here's me being smart, fans. I didn't know liturgical meant Catholic when it came to dates of the year, did you?
No. Classic hits, 22 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Have you finished the Christy Dignan book?
No, I have to go back to it again. It's taken me forever.
If you're going to take this long about it, I'm going to end up having to buy my own copy.
I know. It's desperate. Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
I'm so into audiobooks that it's very hard to go back to a real book. I know that sounds ludicrous and ridiculous, but that's genuinely
right, well,
the
why
case.
Don't you give me the Christy Dignam actual book and buy yourself the audiobook version? Does it exist in audiobook?
He doesn't have one.
Right.
No.
Well, I'll get Christy to come around and read it to you.
I'll just give it to you anyway because
actually, Christy,
I'm not
if you're listening, would you consider that going around to PJ's house and just reading him your book?
I'd say Christy'd love that. I can't think of Christy ever having anything better to do than that.
Nothing whatsoever. by the way, quick congratulations, by the way, because we've had a text in. It says, morning, lads. Can you say huge congrats to my niece, Aideen Mullins, from Ballyfahan in Cork, who was crowned Irish champion yesterday at the Muay Thai Championship, is it?
Muay Thai.
M-U-A-Y?
Yeah, Muay Thai. It's Thai boxing, yeah.
Okay. In Waterford. She's also a double world champ. So proud of her. Love Auntie Margot, Ray, Jessica, Rebecca, Baby Sophie and Max.
Well done, Aideen Mullins. Fantastic stuff.
Right, 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Obviously, we were so wrong about calendars going out of date.
I really thought it was a thing of the past. I just did with smartphones and all
didn't
that.
Didn't even appreciate me pun there.
Sorry. Well, you did a thing of the past.
No, I said calendar's going out of date.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Can we take a moment for the Jim's joke that died? Moment silence for the dead joke.
Please. Anyway, it turns out calendars are still very much a thing. Somebody was saying, Richie, I think it was, saying that literally he was only in town yesterday and he was walked into a shop and that's its entire thing. All it sold was calendars. So obviously they're still as big as they ever were. My unusual calendar was, hang on a second, this is from Susan, that I discovered I was using a 2018 calendar all of this year up until last month. Found myself saying, I thought that was Tuesday, or I thought that was a Thursday.
Oh,
and I could
God's
never understand
sake.
How I always thought things were happening on the wrong days.
I absolutely love that story. Fair Brilliant. Play. You that still is... got through the year. So yeah. that shows you're doing something right.
Yeah. All right, lads. A couple of years back, I bought the fireman calendar and photoshopped my face onto all of the firemen. presented it for the in-laws. And might I say, I think they loved it, says Keith in our team.
Of course they did. They didn't know what was going on underneath your helmet.
My sister went to Rome and got me a hot priest's calendar. It won't make it onto the wall, unfortunately, says Claire.
Why not? That's definitely a good one. I remember something like that happening years ago from Rome. Actually, they've obviously kept up to the tradition ever since then.
There you go.
Because remember, there was a lot of that, yeah.
Deirdre and Nace sent us a photograph of her Nace hurling calendar for 2020.
Go on, everyone, to Nace hurlers. And one of the pictures at the top is a fella lying down, face down on the field.
Exactly.
So that's very good.
Yeah. Let me see. My dad once gave me one of those calendars you get free from the Chinese takeaway when you spend over a certain amount. It was as a Christmas present.
Oh, for God's
sake. I got you that.
And sure, it always has the name of the Chinese written on it and everything.
Wow. That's... hi guys, in France the local firefighters go door to door selling their calendars, so you get to meet the guys in the calendar.
That's,
says Justina in
Cork.
There
you go. That's great. Now that's a great, how could you say no to your local fireman knocking on the door?
Dave wants to know whether that pooing pooches calendar is a scratch and sniff.
Dave, you're disgusting.
Dave, come on, will you?
Very funny but disgusting.
We're trying to keep the call it, like, come on.
Let's not pretend we're trying to up the Tonys ourselves.
Yeah. That's very true.
Anyway. Scratch and sniff poo calendar's a great idea, to be fair.
Right, so on the lookout for the weirdest one we can find, okay? If you've received one as a gift, if you spotted one somewhere, if you know of a particularly mad, weird kind of calendar, I still think it's
the Nace hurlers on the picture of your man just lying down, for me, is one of the strangest ones.
Though I do like your abandoned mattresses one. I do think that's
the
a good
the abandoned mattresses of Britain one is pretty good, yeah.
That's pretty good.
And the winery dogs of British Columbia.
Also very good. Pooing pooches, to be fair, as well.
It's up there. Yeah. It's definitely up there.
087-188-0008. A Christmas tune, Christmas classic, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. JP seems to think that's a repeat, by the way.
Oh.
It's not, though.
Oh, I was just going to say, we'll check. No, it's definitely not, isn't it?
It's not, but can I just say, on the subject of repeating a song and the idea of somebody winning €1,000 if they spot it, if it happens between 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening, that's the no repeat guarantee. And if we do mess up on it and you do hear a repeat of the same artist, the same song in full between 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening, you can win yourself €1,000 if you're the first to spot it. I mean, we've been saying for the last little while, you know, that it was going to happen.
Yeah. Close. Apparently it's close, yeah.
Very,
you saw something in the log, it's sort of a tree.
Very, very, very close,
Jim,
I would
knows
say.
Something, you see.
I would just say it's
he saw something in the machines, so...
Failing to be water.
I think he's basically doing everything he can to try and get somebody €1,000 here.
Pretty much. All I'd say is, I'd be surprised if somebody wasn't waking up tomorrow.
Oh my God, it's that much, is it?
I think so. I'm just saying to people, be on your guard. That's all I'm saying.
So they got
to
know what the song is anyway. That's the main thing.
They've got it, yeah. Just, I wouldn't go too far away from your radio today. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
You're going to get in trouble now doing
probably,
this, but
probably.
Fair play to you.
Right.
Fair play, taking one for the team.
Can you please say hello to my 10-year-old son, Oran, we think it is. I've sought PJ's advice on that and he agrees. Yeah, we're
it looks
going
like
Oran.
Oran or Oran to me, yeah.
Yeah, he listens every morning. 10-year-old he is.
Unless his name is Belron and they forgot the B off the front of it.
That's a possibility. Right. Listen, the other thing as well is thanks for all of the WhatsApps about the bizarre calendars, right? I think we might have a winner, PJ.
Go
right.
for it.
Now, there is somebody who suggested to me that I should get you a Mayo calendar for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Which is an inspired piece of thinking.
That would have been a great forfeit for something now that you had to hang it in the house for a year.
Calendar. Would have been an incredible... I wish I'd have thought of that.
Oh, I wouldn't have been too happy with that at
that
all.
Would have been just the unwrapping of it.
We should have thought of something like that.
Would have been legendary.
Some game where we do... Oh, my God, here's a good idea. Here's a good idea, I think. You know,
right.
You know the way... This is the week, or next week will be when we play the big TV Christmas quiz. The loser has to either hang a Liverpool Football Club calendar in the house or a Mayo calendar in the house for a year. How about that?
Wow, that's a biggie, all right.
And needs to prove it at the beginning of every month by bringing in the photograph.
Why would you want to inflict that level of pain on either one of us?
Actually, I'm going to lose. It's a terrible idea. I've never won the big TV quiz, so...
No, but you see, you know what you do?
What?
You always pull it out of the bag when it's like, you know, when it really matters. Like when there's a forfeit. Basically, you're inspired by my level of pain. That's what inspires you.
I'm the person
you
that was
feed
made.
Off it.
I was made go to the hill in the Kerry jersey.
Yeah.
Well, you sat at home, delighted with yourself.
Excuse me. I had to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous abuse from combined United and Liverpool fans when I
mates.
Warmed.
Yeah, it was all mates. I saw the videos. They were all eating soup together and everything.
Soup?
You
what
were?
Is that? Anyway, despite that, I think we may have a winner for a truly bizarre calendar.
Great.
Let me just see if I can get a name for this person because they haven't put their name on it, right? But I think it's Dave. Okay, so it's Dave who says there is... A goats in trees calendar.
Oh, that's fabulous. That is fabulous.
You'd be
fabulous.
Into that, Michael, wouldn't you?
That is brilliant. Lads, can I just say something? I'm after throwing up a sample of what a classic hits calendar would look like.
Very nice.
Right.
With you two on it.
Oh, that was unfair on everybody, really.
And I tell you something, lads. The reaction is amazingly positive, I must say. If you look on the old Facebook
tell
there...
Tell you, we missed a trick, lads.
Yeah.
We should have done a calendar.
I have both PJ and Jim as January. I've designed it, you know, just
right.
roughly. And people are just going mad for it. Would love one. Oh my God, yeah, Brill. Best way to wake up happy and all that. We couldn't put you every month, but you know what I mean? I think it's a thing. Now I'm going to talk to the boss about that.
We've missed
about
the trick.
Although, to be honest with you, we could always go the Jake Stevens route and release our 2019 calendar in next January.
The 12th of January. Yeah.
But couldn't we release it in January? I mean, not everyone's going to need one on the first week of January.
Yeah, that's true as well, yeah.
That's true, yeah. We could make a couple of sort of, you know, to give away early next year prizes or something like that.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Movie prizes.
I am on the case.
A classic hits calendar.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Impressive. Right, so I think then, are we agreeing that goats in trees... Is our winner.
Goats and trees. I had found a few. Like, I mean...
What else have you found?
My previous favourite was definitely the mattresses.
Abandoned mattresses,
of
I was with you on that.
And the terrible vintage interiors of 2019 as a 2020 calendar I've just found. I thought that might do it.
That's actually pretty good.
I thought that's a close call. It's desperately sad.
The worst interiors.
Terrible vintage interiors of 2019 2020 calendar. I thought that might have won it. But there's something so simplistically silly and daft about a goat in a tree.
And we just, for some reason, this show has developed a weird affinity with goats.
Yeah, we do.
I'm not really sure why.
I'm not sure why, but that's the winner for
there
me.
There you
I
go.
Think,
Dave, you are our winner.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Right, first day of the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. And what we have for you is an overnight stay to give away to your choice of any of So Hotel's 6 destinations. So you go along to wherever it is you choose and you get full Irish breakfast and a 3-course dinner as part of your stay. You can celebrate Christmas with a So Hotel gift voucher, the perfect gift this Christmas. More info, of course, at sohotels.ie. And you find out all the destinations there as well.
Yeah, so we're going to Galway. We were just there on Friday. We're going all the way back now for the Breakfast Table Quiz. And Sharon Houston is there, who's going to play the Breakfast Table Quiz this morning. Hiya, Sharon.
How's things?
Not too bad at all, Sharon. How are you getting on today?
Great.
Did you have a good weekend?
Fantastic.
Deadly. Are you fixed up for Christmas now, or how are you getting on?
totally organised, yeah.
Yeah,
totally organised.
You and
my
me
God.
Both, Sharon. I'm only asking you so I can gloat because I know the lads probably still have a few bits to do.
You better believe
so
it.
So you get to set the score for us, Sharon. Whatever you get today, you're going to be a leader. Yeah, so that's all good, and we'll do our best for you. All ready to go?
Perfect, yeah.
Good stuff, Sharon. Right, here we go.
What broad-brimmed hat derives its name from the Spanish word for shade?
Pass.
A sombrero, a sauce often featured in Chinese cooking, is known as sweet and what?
Sour.
Does Antarctica surround the North or South Pole?
North.
It's the South. According to the proverb, the last what breaks the camel's back?
Stick.
It's straw. If you were at Geneva Airport, in what country would you be in?
Pass.
Switzerland. In Test cricket, what is the name of the trophy played between England and Australia?
Oh, pass.
The Ashes. What is the capital city of South Korea?
Don't know.
Seoul. What nationality was Elvis Presley?
American.
Yeah, what year comes before 54 BC?
55.
Yeah, what is the zodiac sign for someone born on the 30th of September?
Oh, Libra.
What time is 22 minutes past 10 on a 24-hour clock?
22:20.
The cartoon character Taz is a Tasmanian what? That's it. I was going to try and fit another one in.
You should have gone for a
Should have, yeah.
Right, listen, how did you do, Sharon? You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct answers on that one.
Oh, God.
Ah, Sharon's not too bad. I mean, I'd say you'd be lucky now to hold on during the week, but fair play to you for having a go. It's not easy.
Absolutely.
No.
Different story when you're on the other end of the phone. But listen, fair play to you for having a bash, Sharon. Thanks for playing. Have a good day. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks a million.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.